Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Boy, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of sums it up, right?
Oh, happy. Is it Tuesday?
It's Tuesday.
Tuesday.
I think somewhere.
Yeah. It's been a crappy day. I got to be honest, and I'm going to share some hard news. Like I shared this at 3, and maybe you've seen it in the news, but there's no easy way to break this to you or anybody. But my leukemia has returned. And sorry to just to lay it out there for you. Maybe you were expecting some positivity in this 5 o'clock hour, and we'll get there, I promise. But this is sort of the breaking news of the day. And I had the worst night of my life last night when I had to tell my children this. Mm-hmm. Mark and I have known about this for a week, and we were waiting for confirmation yesterday. And when we got it from our doctor, we had to tell the kids, and we had to let them know what's happening. And what is happening is that... as you know, I was diagnosed with leukemia back in October of 2020. I've been in remission for 16 months. And at the molecular level, the cancer has returned, which means I have just a couple of cells in my body.
Trace amounts.
Trace
right?
amounts.
Yeah.
But the doctor, my hematologist oncologist at Mayo, says that any amount is, they have to treat it like a recurrence. So what happens now is on Monday, I go back to Mayo. I get admitted as an inpatient, and we'll start a round of chemo. I will probably do 2 rounds of chemo. Each will last about a month with a week of recovery in between. And then I will go to bone marrow transplant. And that will happen in a few months, provided that so many things fall into place, that I achieve complete remission with these 2 rounds of chemo. And that, of course, there is a donor who is willing and healthy enough to donate.
And you found two
yes.
on paper that should work. Now you're waiting to hear back from them.
Yeah,
right?
I just want to shout out to the Be The Match. Be The Match is a global organization that does this, that matches people with bone marrow donors. They are based here. They're based in Minneapolis. Their home base is here, but they're a global organization. And through them and the National Bone Marrow Registry and Mayo, they have identified 2 donors that are 10 out of 10 matches for me, which is that's the level we work at when
that's
we
good.
Do bone marrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, 10 is you want a 10 out of 10 match. And they have identified 2 people. And I spoke with the bone marrow team at Mayo today. And they said, Jor, we just push send on the email that is going to the registry to let the donor know that his marrow is needed. It's a man in Germany. I don't know who the other one is, but that his marrow is needed. And then he gets to reply and say, yes, I'm still able and willing to donate. Then he has to have a health screening, or he gets to say, no, thanks, I'm not interested.
Before you were a radio superstar, you were a television anchorwoman. Before that, you were a medical correspondent, a medical reporter.
Mm-hmm.
So you've gotten a crash course,
yeah.
A 500-level course in cancer and treatments. What is it about the bone marrow? Why bone marrow transplant? Why is that vital right now?
Well, that's a question for a hematologist. But the fact that I did the 8 rounds of chemo and it got me into remission, yet my cancer is coming back. And it's my understanding, and somebody, again, maybe my doctor will come on and join us and he can explain more of this. But when you get a bone marrow transplant, I then will function as a person who has new bone marrow. It won't be Jordana's bone marrow anymore. It'll be German guy, you know, who's a match for me, but has marrow that makes healthy cells instead of mine that makes leukemic cells.
Okay.
So it literally, like, I won't have any of mine anymore. I'll just have his. And that will, then it will, my body will create more of his marrow and my body will be functioning. But it's like any other transplant. You know, you get somebody else's kidney or you get somebody else's heart. It's theirs, but it'll function in your body. And God willing, it will function in my body.
It will function in your body. And then you have to be isolated for 30 days because you have no immune system, right? They knock your immune system all the way down.
So I'll do a couple rounds of chemo and then I will get admitted. And then I'll do radiation and more chemo to basically be like a shell. And then they will do the bone marrow transplant, which is an infusion. And then I have to rebuild my immune system and my strength after that. So yeah, I believe it's 30 days hospitalization, if not more. Hopefully I'll get released after 30 days. But then it's every day at the hospital monitoring and possibly for infusions like platelets and red blood cells and things like that to get me back up to speed. It's a long process.
And forgive me for using a meteorological term.
I mean, go nuts.
You're in the midst of this hurricane of cancer, and a hurricane has two parts. There's the first part, and then you go into the eye where things are quiet. You've sort of been in the eye of this
remission
experience. Your hair's growing back. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the old spunky Jordana.
Doing yoga, walking the lake. Yeah. Sure.
And now you're going through the second half, the other half of the hurricane. But the hurricanes always pass. They never linger forever. And you get to the other side. And I'm just so sorry. I'm heartbroken. A friend of mine said it was a gut punch. Susie Martin, you remember Susie.
I love her.
It feels like a sucker punch, but you always knew that there was a chance this could happen, right?
You know, I did, Paul. And as my hematologist said, he said, Jor, most people recur. Most people that have what you have recur within the first 2 years. But you know what, Paul? I didn't think about it. I was just on my positivity train going, I got this. I'm done. I did it. It sucked for the first, you know, I did 8 rounds of inpatient chemo. That was horrible. And recovery for me was really a challenge, getting my blood counts up again. And I thought, I guess you have to think that. You have to have hope. I thought I was not going to recur. And it was a gut punch for me, for Mark, for my kids, and for my doctors. He goes, Jor, we're all surprised. We're all surprised. But only because I was doing so well, because I was having, you know, remission. My blood was coming up in remission. This was on a molecular level that they caught it, which is great that they caught it early. So I have fewer cells to get rid of, fewer leukemic cells to get rid of. But, you know, I should have expected it. I look back thinking, really, Jor? Don't be an idiot. Of course you should expect it. Yet, you have to be positive and you have to think that, you know, that it's not going to come back and that you've weathered that storm.
I know you have a lot of people praying for you. I know you're getting the best care on the planet at the Mayo
Clinic. I'm so lucky.
Locally. And I know you don't minimize the impact, the power of prayer.
No.
And that possibility.
Nope.
Of an intervention from the divine. So I'm heartbroken, but I'm also confident you're gonna figure this out.
I like your analogy of the hurricane because that has an end to it.
It does.
So yeah, the first part was horrible. The eye has been a nice reprieve, and maybe it's given me a chance to rebuild some strength. You know, my platelets are up more than they've been in 2 years, which is not a lot. I still don't have a normal amount of platelets, but it's better. So I hope it gives me reserves to go into this next battle, the second half of the hurricane.
This is going to be a tough battle, the bone marrow battle.
And be able to weather it.
Yeah.
You know, so thank you. That's a good visual. I'm going to be thinking about that.
You can borrow that.
Thank you. But here is the deal that I have to use this for good because, guys, this sucks. This is crappy. I can't curse on the air, but I wrote my Caring Bridge post today, and my daughter called me from college, and she goes, Mom, I liked your post. She goes, it was very you. There was a lot of cursing. I go, yep. It's a lot of cursing. So we can't do that on the air. But here's the deal. If anything comes out of this, it has to be that it doesn't always have to repeat like this. So I'm raising money for Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Go to jordanagreen.com. And donate to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. You can see there's a green button right on my homepage that says donate to leukemia. We're doing a fundraiser that ends in May. Let's get them some money so other people don't have to hear the diagnosis that I hear, don't have to recur, don't have to get a bone marrow transplant. And then I urge you to consider Be the Match. Be the Match. Just go to their website, bethematch.org. They're right here in Minneapolis. It's a simple cheek swab. To become a donor, see if you're a match.
Save somebody's life.
You can save somebody's life.
Yeah.
For free with a cheek swab. Even if you are chosen, it's just a blood draw, no surgery, nothing. I'm just a huge advocate for Leukemia and Lymphoma Society now and Be the Match.
So, you have legions of fans.
I appreciate all that. I see your texts coming in, and I see them on Caring Bridge and Facebook and on my Insta. So we're heading into battle together.
Yes.
And
the hurricane. And we're going to be well prepared.
We're well prepared.
We're going to be fine. We'll come out the other end. There may be a little damage.
Yeah.
But we'll reconstruct the damage. And you're going to be okay.
So it's a bad day, but better ones ahead. Better ones ahead.
When we come back, the one and only Tim Lammers with What to Stream next. So we normally start with a clip and then we launch right into a review from Tim Lammers. But in lieu of what's happening in Jordana's life, which she shared with all of us today, Tim, welcome. I know you have some things you want to say to Jordana.
Sorry to bring you down, buddy. So sorry.
No. You know what, Jordana? You inspire me. You always have inspired me. You bring me up. You don't bring me down. And you were talking a minute ago about going into battle. I can't think of any better person to lead that battle than you. You're so inspirational. You're so tough. And I posted on your Facebook pages. There's just no question. You're going to win. You're just going to keep winning. You are a winner.
See, leave it to you. You're the first one who made me cry. I love you, buddy.
Way to go, Tim.
You know, you and your wife, your amazing wife, have been there, and you're so kind with your posting, and you're just so good to me, and I so value your friendship and what you bring to our show. So thank you, Tim.
Well, thank you, and I didn't mean to do that because now you got me going. But, I speak for many people, but I speak on behalf of the Lammers family. I speak on behalf of myself and my wife. We do love you, and you will win.
Thank you. I plan to. It's going to suck for a while, but I really plan to. I do.
I'm still going to be sending you recommendations over text.
I need that. But I'll need a ton when I'm in the hospital. And then when I'm in the hospital, I get to watch like all the girly stuff that Mark hates. So I send it to me, all of it.
Well, first of all, I recommended this to you. Watch Coda together again.
You
did already?
Watched it. Loved it.
Yeah. I mean, that is a show, that is a movie about adversity and about winners. It's perfect for a person like you.
Tim, let's thank you. And thank you for your poignant thoughts about Jor. And you speak for all of us. But you did a better job of making her cry.
We're going to pull it together and have some fun.
I'm a drama queen, as you know. Well, you get involved in this business, you turn into drama. You know, what are you going to do? Yeah. What are you going to do?
So let's review the first limited series. This is on Apple TV Plus. It's called We Crashed.
What do you think when I say workspace?
Cubicles, ugly furniture, bad fluorescent lighting, death.
Exactly. The future of work looks different.
We're selling an experience.
We
need a name.
We live.
We dream.
We work.
We con. Yes.
Can't wait.
So this is a documentary, or is it an actual series?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
It is an actual series. Huh. There is a documentary on it, though. I think it's on Hulu, but this is about the company, the multi-billion dollar company WeWork.
Yeah.
We crashed. Kind of tells you where things headed. It's another one of these stories, Paul and Jordana, like The Dropout, where you have somebody who's very charismatic, has the power of persuasion, and in this case, it was startup genius played by Jared Leto. So when you have a guy like that playing somebody like him, and his wife is Anne Hathaway, equally charismatic. She plays a character who is actually, believe it or not, Jordana, Gwyneth Paltrow's cousin.
Oh.
Okay. So this story has some interesting... I'm sure Gwyneth isn't going to be one of watching this series because they bring her up a lot, right? But yes, I mean, it's one of these deals where, unlike The Dropout, which was kind of a scam from the beginning, I mean, there were good intentions. I think this happens a lot of times with these meteoric rises with companies. They start with good intentions, and things just get out of hand.
Yes.
And next thing you know it, they're bleeding money, and that was definitely the case here. This company at one point was worth $47 billion. And then in 2019, the bottom fell out, and they still do exist. But again, completely fascinating story. This also, I will add, feels kind of cultish.
Yeah,
and
certainly.
I'm not the only one thinking that. You read articles about that, and it's like the way people. It was a social network of people in a building. It was like a communal work experience.
You got it right.
Where they shared.
It's a cult. It is a cult.
Yeah. Very charismatic leader. Yeah.
And on Showtime.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Tim, on Showtime, I'm watching Super Pumped about the origin of Uber. And that's another cult. It's unbelievable what's out there. But I'm absolutely going to check out.
Oh, yeah. It's interesting how we're getting all this programming so far. And I'm not, you know, people will say that Elizabeth Holmes was a grifter. You know, I don't know if I'd go that far with this. But certainly, you know, when somebody has the power of persuasion, like they do in WeWork, it is frightening. It is very frightening. I don't think anybody means to defraud anybody, you know, but things get out of hand and you just can't put the genie back in the bottle, you know. It's just, yeah.
You know, it's frightening.
It's on Apple TV Plus for three episodes so far.
What's equally frightening, quite honestly, is at the entrance to hell, there is a large television. And it's playing nothing but Joe Exotic and Carol Baskin.
Stop it. I love Tiger King.
No. This Peacock TV series, Joe versus Carol.
This is who we've been after. Whoever you are, we're coming for you.
She wants to mess with me. I can mess with her. message for Carol Baskin.
I thought it was hilarious.
Tiger in the Wild's got to be laser focused.
I know if we can just sit down and talk, we can come to an understanding.
So it's war.
It's war.
I just can't wait. I'm literally sending a text to the kids that I cannot wait to watch this with them.
Well, you know, the interesting thing about this is you got Kate McKinnon from Saturday Night Live playing Carol Baskin, and this is more of a pro-Carol series. John Cameron Mitchell, I swear to God, he is Joe Exotic. I mean, he's that incredible. So the problem when you have somebody with McKinnon is it's like, is she doing a skit? Because at first it felt like a skit, yeah. But then you kind of warm up to the idea that she's pretty darn good doing this. But, you know, it's a story that we've seen before. You know, truth is, I mean, the truth of the matter is that the Netflix series, you know, it's stranger than fiction, and it is a lot more compelling than this. This kind of seems like a Cliff's Notes version of what we caught with that series. And again, it comes two years after the sensation. I think people have moved on. But I don't know, Jordana. I mean, you can tell me once you see it. You know, again, it's like you're watching The Real People. Yeah. But
I'm going to have a lot of free time in the hospital, so I'll need some mindlessness to just keep my mind off of it. So I'm going to love it.
I know that you're a big Tiger King fan, so I knew I had to review this one for you. So, yeah. In that case, you'll enjoy it.
And
so.
Kate McKinnon, I can't resist Kate McKinnon. She's my such a girl crush.
Yeah, again, my concerns going in was that okay, is this going to feel like a Saturday Night Live skit, or is she going to make me believe she really can act? And she does. I mean, she makes you. You forget that she's Kate McKinnon. You believe that she's Carol Baskin. So, yeah, this is. There's no doubt that her and John Cameron Mitchell are terrific in the leads.
Awesome. Yep.
I love you both. I'm still not going to watch it.
That's okay. That's why we watch it.
Yeah.
Tim, you're the best. Thank you again and for your good wishes. And I'll keep you posted, my
Thank
friend.
You,
You'll
Tim.
Be receiving lots of texts from me.
All right. God bless you. All right. And, again, you will win.
Thank you.
Sister, you will win.
Thank you, honey.
Yep.
I appreciate it.
She sure will.
Appreciate it. When we get back, we spoke with a fascinating gentleman today. Mark Lindquist is going over to Ukraine to volunteer to fight. He is an American, a patriot, a former U.S.
Air Force. He's an Air Force guy, and he claims the Foreign Legion has kind of reconstituted itself, and there are thousands of Americans, veterans specifically, who want to fight for freedom.
Amazing.
And they're heading over there and putting their bodies, their lives at risk. So we talked to Mark. It was an unbelievable interview. Go to Odyssey, go to the app, hit the rewind, listen to what he had to say. I mean, took my breath away. We'll play a clip when we come back. So what we really have with Russia and Ukraine is a battle between democracy, the right to choose your fate, and autocracy. Mm-hmm. Some would say it's a well-disguised dictatorship with Vladimir Putin. Mm-hmm. I'm amazed Americans are willing to stop what they're doing, put their lives on pause, get on a plane, fly to Poland, then be transported to Ukraine to fight for Ukraine, possibly lose their lives to liberate Ukraine.
Extraordinary.
And we talked to one such person today, Mark Lindquist, putting any possible political aspirations on pause. Why is he going to fight?
But certainly it doesn't surprise me that American veterans would answer the call. It's something that we've already done. We've already come to terms with the fact that we will put our lives on the line to die for someone we don't know for the cause of freedom. And we don't necessarily distinguish whether that person is in Arkansas or the Ukraine. Veterans were made for a moment like this. I just think a lot of us veterans and veteran friends that I've been talking to nonstop since this conflict kicked off is we're all asking ourselves, what's the most we could do? And for me, the most I could do is go.
Wow. That is amazing.
To give your life, in theory, for somebody you don't know, for a cause.
He says he ships out on the 29th of March.
And we're going to try to keep in touch with him and keeping him in our prayers, obviously keeping you in our prayers, George.
But what an extraordinary, selfless thing. And it's just it restores my faith in humanity, because a lot of humanity is not good. That's the reason we have this conflict, because at the whims of a madman who decided he wanted more land and more power, and, you know, he decided to invade a sovereign nation. And yet we have the marks of the world that are willing to say, no, I will put my life on the line.
I will stand up to a bully.
That's right.
This will not.
Fantastic.
This will not pass. Yeah.
So again, we will be in touch with him, and hopefully be following his journey, just like we follow Joe Lindsley, our reporter on the ground in Lviv. Hopefully, we'll check in with him tomorrow.
Good.
I'm going to try and reach out to him to check in with him tomorrow. We also earlier today spoke with Stephen Belton, as we do every Tuesday, from the Urban League Twin Cities. He told us how his family is following the Ketanji Brown Jackson hearings.
It's huge. You know, this is almost one of those kind of family affairs. I've got family members and relatives who are having watch parties for a Supreme Court nominee's confirmation hearings. That's unheard of. It's unheard of. Not just because it's a watch party for, you know, a C-SPAN kind of moment, but the fact that it's been 233 years in the making. That's how long we've had a Supreme Court, mm-hmm. and how long we've had an absence of an African-American woman as a nominee. So this is just, I mean, it's a really positive, it's a important time. People are excited in the communities and the families that I'm part of. But at the same time, a real sense of vigilance, because we know how these Senate hearings have become theater, not just for Judge Brown Jackson, but even in the previous, you know, several nominees, they've become political theater where, you know, you have, you know, about 2% of substance and 98% of political posturing. And people are very concerned and being vigilant about the ways that she's being portrayed and questioned and even attacked.
I love that they're having watch parties, though.
Yeah.
For C-SPAN needs to up its game.
Yeah.
Well, with its graphics and stuff. But I love that people are excited. And when things like this happen, we've been having conversations in the house about Miss Jackson with my kids, because this is history. This is an historic event if she does get confirmed. And now with these conversations about equity and underserved communities and bringing a new viewpoint to the table, and despite her extraordinary credentials, the fact that she brings a new viewpoint to the court is what we need. We need the court to more resemble the makeup of the United States.
Yeah.
And it is an exciting time. And I wish them all well in the vetting process.
Absolutely. Can we read a few of the texts that have come in?
Yeah. We were chatting about... Oh, you mean about me?
About you.
Oh, okay. We can do that. But we also posed the question, what are you paying too much for?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'll read the ones... I'll read the texts about you. You read the stuff about what's still way too expensive.
Okay.
All right. When we come back on CCO... I could hear that yawn. They could hear it in the next room, in the other studio. Yeah, it's okay. Some very nice text. Jor, I'm sad for you. Hey, Jordana, my empathy goes to you and your family.
Thank you.
Hey, Jor, sending much love your way. I'll make sure my churches pray for you this week. Aww. Pastor Jake texted that in.
Pastor.
Thank
and
you.
People always say to me, oh, you know, I'm not Jewish. Can I pray for you? I'm like,
Oh, yeah.
And I go to Methodist Hospital when I am at the Mayo Clinic, and there is a picture of Jesus Christ right there. And I say good morning to him every day in my room. And I put up a mezuzah on my door, and I said, I will take it all.
Yeah.
Right? Prayers are prayers. No matter who it's coming from, I will take it all. Yes, me and Jesus are there in the room at Methodist Hospital, and I am very happy to. He's joining me in the room. I'll take it.
And you're going to get through the other half of the hurricane. You're going to come out the other side. There's going to be a couple of really crappy weeks.
Yep. Yep.
A couple of really tough days and nights.
Yep.
But you're going to come out the other side.
That's right.
I'm wrong a lot. But here's the thing. I'm going to be right. This is the most important extended outlook I've ever given in my life. I'm going to be right about this. You got this.
Thank you. But can we isolate that part where he said, I'm wrong a lot? We could just have that.
We
as
do
a
not
drop
have that technology.
No, thank you, my friend. And it's been a crappy day. So I appreciate everybody you know, following along. I made the announcement twice at 3 and at 5 that my cancer has returned, and I'm going to work throughout. So whether you want to be, you are on this journey with me. So we will be live from the Mayo Clinic, the WCCO studio at Mayo Clinic. We will be there. We will, I will hopefully be able to work even during or after bone marrow transplant. I know that's going to be challenging health-wise. I think that really brings you very low. So we'll work through it. We'll do it together, and you'll be hearing from me a lot.
What I like about you, among many other things, you don't try to sprinkle sugar on the turd.
This is
if,
a turd.
If you're having a crappy day, you talk about your crappy day. If you're having a good day, and again, I think you're helping a lot of people who, if they aren't going through crappy times, know people who are. So,
well, everybody, I feel like everybody knows somebody who has cancer. So many of my girlfriends have been diagnosed with breast cancer. We're about that age, 49, 50. You know, it's just happening whether you've passed that storm in your life or dealing with it now. So, but there's lots of good things to still talk about, not just all cancer. So,
absolutely. But we're all lifting you up.
Thank you.
We have amazing listeners, and we thank them for weighing in. Jor, hang in there. We'll try this again tomorrow.
Yes, thank you, my friends. See you tomorrow. The news is next on CCO.
I'm wrong a lot. Hey!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.